You have opened the door for the miraculous, and now we boldly step in.
You are invited to join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear a powerful word of hope and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida.
That word holy means totally set apart. There's nothing we have in our life experience that can relate to holiness until we have an encounter with the Holy One.
Services will take place on Thursday, October 22nd, and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Bethel Deliverance International Church is located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, PA. For more information, call 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585, or visit them online at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Three worst words you can hear from your wife or your husband is, I don't care. When you say, I went to the doctor and I heard something, I don't care. My car was hit, I don't care. You will never hear God say, I don't care. You can tell God, I got a headache. He'll say, where is it? Come here. That's not your headache. Your headache is that person over there. Kick him out your boat. You don't have more grace than I do. Peter says, desire, desire, desire. What's this verb? Long for? Need? Crave? What do you crave? What pushes you? Drives you? What do you wake up thinking about, go to bed thinking about, and ultimately dream about? What pushes you? Satan doesn't know, so he keeps pushing buttons until he finds the right one. I dare not stand before you and tell you the only thing you're going to desire or crave is God. That's not realistic. You'll crave many things in your life. God should be the ultimate, but you will crave many things. Some of you will crave positions. You will desire to be something in church at the expense of being anything with God. My motivation is not my episcopal office, nor is it my pastoral duties and responsibilities that God has thrust upon me. My motivation is to be a good son. And being a good son means that there are times I have to do what I don't wish to do, so I bring honor to him, maybe not in the physical realm where you will see it, but certainly in the spiritual realm. So when Satan goes to God to ask for me, God can say, go ahead, I know my boy. He ain't leaving me. You can throw stuff on his body and he'll stay with me. In fact, depending upon what you throw on him, he may just really have a breakthrough. At some point in your Christian evolution, you come to the realization that God did not call you to stuff. He called you to him. And my friends, that relationship with God is tantamount to your relationship with your husband and your wife. And so nothing should be able to separate you from your spouse. Nothing. You say, hold it, Pastor, what about no one? You can't have no one until you have no thing, because ones bring things. And if you've determined in your mind that no thing will separate you from God, then the devil can't bring you anyone. And so Peter says, if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, he said, as newborn babies, you should desire the sincere milk of the word so you can grow up in your salvation. We used to have milk and cookies, kindergarten, first grade. I didn't have them in second grade. If they had given me milk and cookies in second grade, I wouldn't have lusted for Miss Bayard. I ain't had no gender identity crisis. She was fine, too. was eight. The tree looked good at eight. Now watch this, because see, Peter says, that if we desire, if we long for the sincere milk of the word, we will grow. You grow. But then he says, here is the proof of your growth. Verse 1. If you notice the verb laying here, it's in what we would call first person indicative. It is telling you that this is something you have to do. It's first person. You got to do this. He doesn't say the Holy Spirit will do it. He doesn't say that the Lord will do this. He said, if you have tasted of the Lord, if you are desiring the sincere milk of the word, you are going to grow. And as a result of your growth, you will lay aside malice. And this word malice means depravity or wickedness. You don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, remove this wickedness from me. No! He said, you lay it aside. Holy Spirit's job is to reveal it. I travel a lot in ministry, and when I travel, I stay in various hotels, and everybody ain't as clean as me. So I purchased a blue light, an infrared light. Yes, I did. And I pack it with me when I travel alone. When Sister Lambert goes, I ain't got to worry about it, because she has little spray cans of Lysol and all the other stuff. That's the anointing oil in the house. And so when I take that blue light and I put it over the sheets and the pillowcases, and spots come up, I get right on the phone. Hello? Yeah. This is Eric Lambert in room 333. My sheets are dirty. But we just changed them. But they can't stand the blue light test. Just call me Kmart. Blue light special. I flip that light on. I see all, and it shows, that's the CSI. It shows body fluid. And somebody been on this bed and they ain't changed the sheets. I ain't getting in that bed, because the Holy Spirit, the blue light, has revealed something wrong. Now, I can say, praise the Lord, you showed me what was wrong, but by his stripes, I'm healed, and wallow in somebody else's DNA. That dog just ain't gonna hunt. So I call them up, and they send some disgruntled housekeeping person. Yeah, they told me, we just changed these sheets this morning. I don't even argue with them. I don't need to talk to you. Do your job. Banana. Do your job. Don't stand here and fuss with me. Just do your job. Something has been discovered. I'm not blaming you. You thought they were clean. But they're not. How many of us think we're clean? Until the blue light of the word. Until God sends somebody to aggravate you. You thought you were walking in love. You thought you were full of love until God put somebody else over you. Now you found out you got some rebellion in you you didn't know you had, as long as you were going your own way and doing your own thing. But then God put somebody else over you and something rose up in you. Where did it come from? Blue light. Blue light. Blue light. Now, because we're Pentecostal, usually Pentecostal is synonymous with indiscipline. We don't want to be disciplined. So we'll say, let the Lord do it. The Lord will take it away. Hallelujah. So you want to wake up and have a cathartic moment with God. You want to wake up and have him change your emotion for that person. Hallelujah. He has just taken it away. Glory to God. You see, I hated you the other day, deacon, but God took it away. No, he said, lay it aside. Once it's been identified, call housekeeping and say, change my sheets. I shouldn't be hating my brother and sister. I shouldn't be hating this person that pastor has put in a position that I may not agree with, but I will follow, because I don't know what God is doing. He says, lay aside, listen to this, lay aside malice, lay aside the wickedness and the depravity. I was watching something the other day. They were bringing up the old heavy metal songs of the 80s. I never could get into heavy metal music anyway. I think you had to be on drugs to even understand it. Half of those people couldn't even sing. And I was watching because I'm trying to develop a spiritual teaching on this concept. Why is it that this music is so appealing? And yet it's really not music. The last great music was between 60 and 70. That's the last great music. And so now this stuff, Alice Cooper, his face made up, and he's got boa constrictors on the stage. He's kissing snakes. He's kissing mannequins. You've got people looking like they're on some kind of drug, and the kids are in the audience. They're not paying any attention to the lyrics. It's the music, because music is soulish, and the devil gets into the music, and you watch their bodies begin to gyrate. Motown music never made you gyrate. It made you clap. At the very least, you just slow dragged. But you didn't do all that, back that thing up, and you didn't do dirty dancing, and you wasn't on the floor simulating intercourse. You didn't do that stuff. You listened to Motown after you got high. You got high and you let them put on Smokey. You just sit there, yeah. Tracks of My Tears, yeah. You put on heavy music, heavy metal after you get high, you lose your high. The music is loud, but it's demonic, it's hellish. It has, if you listen as a believer, it has the sounds of hell. The tormenting screams of the damned are in that music. It has been replaced by rap. In the 80s, when that music came out, particularly by that group in California, that music was hellish. It spoke of rebellion, tearing down and rejecting authority. There was a comic named George Carlin. He began by saying, challenge authority. Towards the end of his act, he said, completely rebel against authority. And so we are now seeing the seeds of that. Because we as Christians believe the Holy Spirit was going to help our child instead of you going in and throwing that stuff out. Take that CD and throw it out. Why are you throwing my music away? Because I'm saving your soul. We got a problem? No. This is what Peter is saying. Once you identify malice, get rid of it.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.